And here at KRDO News Radio, we want our listeners to know about our loyal friends who are staying open for biz during these trying times. Open for Biz is sponsored by American Overhead Door. And joining me right now is one of the companies, Open for Biz, Davis Construction. And I have Daniel Davis on the phone right now, the owner. And Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So your business does a variety of construction projects. What kind of things do you do?
Well, we are, in fact, a whole home contractor. So we have a D1 roofing license. That's where I got my roots 25 years ago. But we have a builder's class C. So we do interior remodels, decks, additions, framing, windows, just about anything that you can get done on your home.
And with the stay-at-home order, how are you affected?
Well, it's been a little challenging. You know, we are trying to oblige by you to the, social distancing and things of that sort. And, you know, just keeping our distance. I was in a home yesterday and we just kept our distance. And as I did some measurements and things of that sort, you know, we're really pushing for a lot of the exterior type applications at this point, because then that keeps us out of your home. You know, we have families, too. We don't want to contract anything, as well as particularly contribute that. So, you know, with these exteriors, we can do everything electronically, emails with proposals and things of that sort. You know, we can look at your deck. We can measure your exterior for stucco and windows and things of that sort, and not come into your space. So that's really nice. We can discuss your options over phone, or, you know, you could stand and talk to us from inside the house, from outside a window while we're measuring out for a deck or something, you know. So we're just doing things a little different, you know, not shaking hands and all that stuff, which is really an odd world for me. But
right, where your word is as good as your handshake, right? Yeah.
Right, you know, yeah. And that's just how I was raised. Everything's very personal. It's about creating relationships, and it just, there's a bit of a gap there. But we've done a really good job of trying to limit the exposure to our people as well as the public.
Daniel, you have a number of employees, right? How many employees, and how are they dealing with all of this?
You know, I have 12 employees. A couple of the laborers I, in fact, had to send home just because we had some contractual agreements for interior work, and those homeowners chose to wait. So a few of those I, had to lay off. And, I've applied for the PPP in order to try to get them back on board and get them moving and just find some little odds and ends for them to do. I have people working remotely from home as well. I have my VP, her daughter is immune compromised, and so she has not been coming in the office. And, you know, we loaded up all the computers and printers and things and took them to her house.
It sounds like you're very, employee-centric, family-centric business. What are your greatest fears as we move through this?
Well, you know, we really are, and I wanted to touch a little bit. I had some beautiful things happen to me with the core people I have, and you know, our fears are just like anybody else, possibly contracting the impact on the community as well as the impact on our economy. Nobody wants to deal with those things, but, you know, I have such an incredible team, and when I sat out to build a team, you know, these people were laid in my path, essentially, and, you know, I had people come to me and say, listen, boss, if things get real tough, you know, I've got money set aside, and don't worry about it, you know, don't worry about it, I know you'll make good on it, you know, if we can't make payroll, just let me know, and just for them to... It's very humbling to have people say that to you, you know, and I'm humbled. I'm truly humbled that they would even offer that, you know, that they'd say, we're going to stick here with you no matter what, Daniel. And if you have to hold our check for a month or two, then that's what happens. And, you know, I assured them that's not where we were at, that we're going to keep pushing forward. But it's just a beautiful gift, and for people to do that really shows and says a lot about humanity, you know.
Incredibly special. Daniel Davis, thank you so much for sharing your business's story, your story. Really appreciate it. And the number for people to call if they are interested is 719-573-7000. 9233. And you can also find them online, myspringscontractor.com. Daniel Davis, again, thanks.
Thank you so much.
And Davis Construction is open for biz.